Elizabeth Poynton and Christopher Ulutupu are longtime friends, flatmates and artists, known for challenging stereotypes. Now they're collaborating for the first time on a video work that's part of a show called Mischief Makers. Chris is a filmmaker. Elizabeth likes to create inflatable objects, often incorporating text. The exhibition at Pātaka in Porirua brings together art by Māori and Moana artists. It's designed to be fun off the back of a tough couple of years. Chris and Elizabeth call their work Thanks for All the Fish. They've not long wrapped up filming a flash car, a luxury yacht and a large industrial crane carrying large vinyl banners with text written across them. Chris says they both like to think big with their art. For this collaboration, they've tried to recreate a parade.
It actually started off as a passing comment. So one day we're at the flat and I remember it was Pride Day in Wellington and I think all of us were quite hungover. And so we decided that we didn't want to go to the Pride Festival, mainly because we were hungover, but also we were like, oh, it feels weird because everyone's like got their shirts off and I was like, it's not really weird. My vibe at the moment. And so through that exchange, just at the flat, I think I remember just saying to Elizabeth, hey, wouldn't it be funny to host our own Pride parade? And I think that wasn't really thought about ever again in any fashion from that point up until I had a meeting with Ioana and I was like, oh, I hear that Elizabeth's in the show. Hey, we've always wanted to do this collab work potentially. And so, yeah, birthed this idea of this project for the Mischief Makers show.
Well, I think both of you work with juxtaposition, don't you? You play with the everyday and the real and you flip it entirely on its head. I mean, do you see similarities, Elizabeth, between your work?
Oh, definitely. And I think that was one of the, I guess, concrete foundations of it was the crossover that Chris and I have in our practices. Chris makes these huge, large-scale cinematic video works and, you know, he's done some pretty crazy stuff like hiring a helicopter, flying his whole family up to the Alps, dropping his mum off on the Alps in a wedding dress, and I'd been hiring planes to tow text banners and kind of all these things that we kind of have in common is there's so many points along the way where we're like, there is no way that we can respectively pull these off, but somehow we always manage to, off the bat of our own money. And so, yeah, there's definitely a huge crossover in terms of, I think Chris and I have quite grandiose ideas about what art is and what it can be and how we can pull it off. And so, yeah, and I think that's where the really nice meeting ground is we're like, let's go bigger with the two of us and see what we can do.
Chris, your family seem like good sorts. If you can drop your mum off in a wedding dress on the top of a snowy mountain.
Yeah, I think putting people in situations that in some ways are foreign to them is something that you wouldn't normally do in your everyday is kind of what I'm interested in. And I think I guess a lot of my research was around the tourism and I guess the spectacle within tourism industry. And I feel like if we had to draw a Venn diagram between me and Elizabeth's practice, the spectacle is at the center of that, either critiquing the spectacle or enlarging it or making it much more camp.
Or reclaiming it, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah.
I noticed from the title, Thanks for All the Fish, there's a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Douglas Adams reference there. So, Chris, what can you tell us about what we will see? I think there are three videos and a vinyl text work. So let's talk through the videos and which role each of you had in them.
Thanks for All the Fish, obviously, is a reference to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But it's really, I think for me, when I approached it to Elizabeth, I was like, hey, I just really loved that at the end of that movie how all the dolphins leave the world and just kind of go, hey, we've been trying to tell you for so long that the world is ending and yeah, bye and thanks for all the fish. So in terms of that sequence at the end of that movie, I thought it would be really these three video works in the space would reflect that kind of energy. I don't know, something quite flippant or joyous.
The reason that kind of, I guess, sparked so much joy for me was, I think Chris and I talk a lot about our experiences in the art world within our own art practices. And I guess the way you can kind of look at it is there is a huge conditional entry fee for people like us to be involved in these institutions, even though we're invited in. And so not every experience has been great. And I guess in a way they kind of became our fish, or the kind of things that we use to talk about in our practices as they develop. And so, yeah, there was a really great opportunity there to kind of use our experiences, make a commentary on them, and then do something bigger.
Well, talking about big, I see reference to cars, a fleet of boats, and a very large industrial crane working in tandem with the vinyl text. Don't tell me everything in the text because we want some surprises for the listeners. But what is the message within the text? Is there something very direct there, or again, are you having a bit of fun?
How do you do it secretly?
The texts themselves are in reference to, within Elizabeth's practice, she references working as a double agent. So each of these different text works are in reference to multiple things. And I think that layering is really interesting, and I think makes it really playful. Depending on who you are, I guess, and how you read it, you could read it in different ways. But and within each of these video works, they started off as, the brief was that they would be trailers for this supposed pride parade they were going to host to kind of, so they were almost like
teasers or
hype videos. There was no reference to what time or where the parade was going to actually happen, but
and we kind of like the idea that from these videos or these trailers it would be more word of mouth and kind of passing information along that way, which kind of I guess links a lot to my experiences of growing up in an Indian family. And I guess that's where another crossover is, and Chris and his Samoan side, and how stories and information and memories are passed down mostly through word of mouth. And so that was going to happen. However, due to COVID, we decided that it was probably unethical to host a parade. And so ended up focusing more on creating these trailers, making them more visually sound, and them becoming the works themselves. Yeah, it's really hard to describe without giving too much away.
Logistically, when you're talking about cars, boats, and a bloomin' big crane, have the logistics of this been part of the fun, but also part of the story? Because you're talking about going big, you know, kind of blowing traditional budgets and thinking outside the square.
Trying to get a crane company to tow a text work was probably one of the most difficult things we've encountered. And that kind of becomes a story on its own. And I guess you'll kind of see that in the video. Yeah. Yelp was surprisingly easy, especially when you've got a big CNZ budget. Thanks, CNZ. To hire a luxury yacht. And yeah, the cars were really easy to come by as well, because we've just got some very generous friends. They're very self-confident, so they had no issue of driving around in these cars with these text works on it.
I felt like there was a lot of challenges along the way. We actually, one of our text works disappeared in Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
It never arrived. So, and the weather was pretty crazy as well during the shoot. So I'm surprised it worked out, to be honest.
Yeah.
I wonder too, Chris, with the timing of this, I'm not sure when Ioana started thinking about mischief makers and having some fun along the way. But in terms of the timing, coming out of a tough time and facing more uncertainty and potentially tougher times at different times, there's a place for having art around that just gives you a wry smile and takes you out of yourself for a while. And do you think that's what mischief makers will do?
I definitely think there are times for criticality in a way that where one needs to talk about trauma or talk about issues that are around anything, and I think in terms of art practice. But there's also, on the other side, I also feel like there are times for joy. And especially, I guess, everyone's feeling somewhat anxious, especially with COVID around in our neighbourhoods. I think people want to see a bit of joy, want to see a bit of mischief. And I feel like the show, with all the artists that are involved, will offer that. If you use humor in a way to kind of bring in the audience, you're able to, I don't know, pass on those messages much easier and much, sometimes it's clearer under the rouge of like satire or...
Yeah, laughter as a Trojan horse kind of seems to work best for us.
Yeah. And I feel like there was always kind of humor in both of our works, but I feel like this one will be exceptionally funny.
So funny.
There are a lot of funny thing moments that happen, and I guess that's just the joy of filmmaking.
Elizabeth, I see. I mean, the two of you and Chris, have had a great last few years with your art, and you're exhibiting alongside, say, Suzanne Tamaki, who's been at this for decades, you know, and has created some remarkable work that's also very good at juxtaposing situations, making us see things in a different way. But, I mean, how are you feeling about the future as an artist in Aotearoa at the moment?
It's a climate of decreased arts funding and contingent employment. And we were so lucky that we got the funding this time, because I'm not quite sure how we would have managed to have pulled anything like this off. But it's quite hard to imagine how long it can be sustainable if you're supporting yourself through a day job and trying to live and, you know, create these big experiences. And I think a lot of us think that maybe overseas is the next step and then coming back. But obviously that's not really feasible right now. So for me, it's kind of just a case of occupying everything and just seeing what happens. And I'm, yeah, really lucky that I live with people like Chris and Haz and Kane, for example, who are part of this project, and other people that we've lived in and are surrounded by, because it's this community of people that have helped us fundraise, be a part of our work, for the most part offer their labor in exchange for, you know, whatever little money we had, or sometimes for free. And yeah, I think if we didn't really have that community, I'm not quite sure where we'd be.
Yeah.
But it's quite nice to know that that's always there. You're just not quite sure how long people can kind of expend that much labor, I guess, for very little compensation. So this one ended up being quite different for me, and maybe you as well. We had quite a big budget this time. Yeah, but I'm not sure how feasible or how often we can rely on it. But yeah, I guess occupy everything, see what happens.
Something I kind of communicate to a lot of artists who I work with my other job at Arts Access Aotearoa is just that I feel like being kind to each other is needed. And I think that goes for institutions and galleries that exhibit artists, allowing a bit of leeway in terms of, like, I don't know, if people aren't feeling up to making artwork, then they shouldn't feel pressure to, like, perform, because these are unprecedented times. So allowing space and time to really, like, support the person, I think, would be beneficial in the long run.
Christopher Ulutupu and Elizabeth Poynton, Mischief Makers, opens at Pātaka in Porirua on Saturday.